What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Under 20 to go, end zone shot, Tinsley, come on, did he catch it? Touchdown is the call.
Mitchell Tinsley, who caught great touchdown catches on back-to-back offensive plays by the Bengals. He caught a spinning touchdown, I think it was that one, and then they got an interception, and then on the next play they had offensively, he caught another, like, 30-yard back shoulder touchdown catch.
Five for 73,
two touchdowns.
Yeah, 5 for 73, two touchdowns.
He was on the Commanders last year.
Where's his ADP right now, Joe? I'm going to tell everybody, Mitchell Tinsley.
Should be climbing.
235.
His picture on Wikipedia is in a Commander shirt. Which is the team they played last night. I don't know if he'll actually make the team, though.
803-0550. I put a question up. I didn't want to put a poll in there because...
Should the Bills trade for Mitchell Tinsley? That's not your poll?
I mean, don't talk me out of a good time. No. How's everybody feeling about the Bills' defensive overhaul right now? How do you feel about it? How do you like their chances? Brandon Bean on the broadcast of the last preseason game where they got, you know, the Bears game. He's talking, you know, we went back in, we looked, and we got to kind of turn things over on defense. We got to get to the passer. We got to get to Burrow. You want to get those, you know, you're playing with these guys, you got to get them on the ground. And, of course, there's more to defense than just getting the quarterback on the ground. So, you know, here we are, a couple weeks out from the season. You've seen the offseason, you've seen preseason, you've heard from camp, you know, whether it's injuries or whatever. How do you feel right now about the Bills' defensive overhaul? Confident? I feel like you want to know why I didn't put up a poll on this on Twitter? I didn't put up a poll because I felt like if I didn't include one option that was something McDermott, I would get 20,000 responses about, where's the thing about McDermott? You know, where's the, it doesn't matter because it's McDermott, because the people that don't really trust him, no matter how good they get defensively, you've got people that don't trust him. So how do you feel about their defensive overhaul right now? Give us a call, 803-0550. I feel the way that I always feel about their defense, which tends to be, I guess I don't trust it in the playoffs, and it's hard to get excited about it before that, because I've seen them be a great defense, and in the playoffs, whether it's injuries or whatever it is, like, there's always a reason there. And the thing that has me nervous right now is, yes, safety. Yeah. I was nervous going into the season. I was kind of nervous about it a little bit last year at the draft, those 3 days where we talked about Malachi Starks as an idea. I immediately kind of got on board with that idea. We did not talk about receiver every single minute of every single day. I had a summer fling with safety.
I think the Friday before the draft, we mostly talked about Xavier.
Malachi Starks.
Malachi Starks. Thank you.
Malachi
Starks. Yeah, yeah.
That came out that the Bills were targeting Malachi Starks, and I thought that makes sense. Mm-hmm. The only thing about it that didn't make sense would have been, well, you just invested a second round pick in Cole Bishop. Okay. That might be true. To which I, during that conversation, was wanting to point to Taylor Rapp. They like Taylor Rapp a lot. I think Taylor Rapp's a pretty good player. But their commitment to Rapp is not big, and I thought that should not prevent them from drafting a safety. Kind of going back to that conversation about safety that day, it sounds a lot like the receiver conversation sounds now, where it's, well, you can't pass over this guy because you've already made commitments to him, right? You can't have Samuel not on the roster. He's due $9 million. You gave him a lot of money. More, 2.5 guaranteed. Like, there's reason to think those guys will stay on top because of the commitment you made to a degree. And we'll see if that ends up being true. But the day we talked about safety and flirted about the idea of Malachi Starks, I thought, and Nick Amonwori was another one.
Nick Amonwori,
Nick Amonwori was another one that people thought maybe they could be after Nick Amonwori. I thought it made sense to try harder at that position, especially when, listen, when Poyer and Hyde were here, Rapp was too.
Right.
At one point, they had, if you want to count Taylor Rapp as a starting safety, three starting safeties as part of this defensive build. When they signed Rapp in free agency, it was very much a, this guy can play, and he's going to get in the mix, and maybe they'll re-sign him. And then they did. And now, starting safeties, you know, Rapp would have been your third starting safety at that point. Now he's one of your, he's definitely your best starting safety. And whether it's Bishop or Hamlin or Forrest or Cam Lewis or, you know, throw another name out there, it's just, it makes me nervous because I have, for the longest time, felt like Sean McDermott, even though they talk about the trenches, he builds his defense from the secondary in. He's always doing a good job with the secondary. And last year, they didn't have the horses. And this year, well, at least it's safety. They're running back with the same horses. So there is a lot riding on Cole Bishop just kind of clicking and starting to get it. It's not just they drafted a second-round rookie. They identified him. He's here. And he wasn't healthy. He was behind. And now we're still kind of talking about that. So I feel fine about their front seven. I feel like I want the offense to be the unit that wins it anyway. But safety, I'm as nervous about safety as I was last year. And maybe more so because they're kind of running it back with a group that last year was, I think, pretty bad.
Out of 104 safeties last year, the Bills, three safeties that played at least 25%. So that is that includes Bishop. Ranked 50 out of 104, 55th, 87th, and 88th.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And guess who was 55th?
PFF grades?
PFF grades and, coverage grades.
55th was Cam Lewis.
No, it was Hamlin.
Okay, Hamlin.
The one that nobody wants to see play in week one, right? And then Rapp, 87th, and Bishop, 88th last season amongst safeties. And that's Bishop, you would hope, is going to be a lot better than that playing full-time if he's going to play full-time. Safety's like the headline right now because... We were spoiled for a long time.
A long time.
Long time. Spoiled by two awesome safeties.
They ran the show.
Right.
It wasn't just back there and reliable, which is kind of, doesn't it feel like we would settle for reliable right now? And this is not,
by the way,
this is not about the Bears game. It's the Bears game just kind of highlights something that we had been talking about and waiting to see. And Rapp and Bishop getting reps together, something that going into the Bears game, it was McDermott says they have to play together. They need reps. They need to get on the field. So it's not. I don't think it's a panic. I think it's just a confirmation of something that we've been talking about.
Yes, absolutely. But it really is that that's not the only thing on the defense. Like, to me, I'm skeptical that they're going to be a lot better on the defense because everything they've added kind of has this, well, or even a negative connotation attached to it for, hey, how's it going with everything they've added except for maybe two guys this offseason on the defensive side of the football, you could say, oh, that's going great. Tre'Davious White, that's one of them. That's going great, right? You re-signed him, and signs are he looks way closer to what he used to be than maybe anybody would have predicted. And it's training camp, so grain of salt, but that looks good.
The grain of salt on some level has to be like covering these receivers that don't often uncover.
That's part of it.
But sure.
Bosa, he's healthy right now. That's win. Win. Joey Bosa, at the moment he's on the field and practicing, win.
And he had a great performance in the joint practice by all accounts.
Uh-huh. Everything else, Max Hairston on the injury shelf, not practicing. Michael Hoyt is suspended. Larry Ogunjobi is suspended. And maybe, I don't know, he's going to get cut? Joe Biscali was writing about that this week, maybe. Sal was telling us how TJ Sanders and Deion Walker didn't necessarily have a great game. And the coach said, hey, we wanted to see more out of them in the preseason game, which usually implies you didn't like what you saw early on to give them more reps than maybe you were planning on. So, but I'm not down on those two. Those two might be two of my favorite ads so far. Landon Jackson hasn't done much this summer at all. Like, and then I've got my safety duo here. Like, to me, if I were going to say this moment, hey, the defense is going to be way better. 6 months into the future, me comes back in time and says they're going to be way better on defense. How would it look? Because right now, their safety duo being way better doesn't feel likely. You wouldn't be confident in that. Like, right now, I might look at their defense and say, okay, that's because Milano and Bernard stay healthy and played together all year. Yeah. And we haven't seen those two together. And Milano is back to form, and Bernard is healthy, and your linebacker duo is rock solid. That's how you did it. That'd be right now, that'd be my guess. If they get way better on defense, it's those two. Because everything else kind of has a, I don't really know how that's going right now.
Right, and those two have been provably great and big-time playmakers, like splash players. The Hendrickson, the latest Trey Hendrickson stuff is maybe New England. New England might make an offer. Their GM flat out said he's ready to make a big deal.
Elliott Wolf.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I don't know how often you hear a guy say that, but he says he is absolutely open to make a big deal right now. Maybe New England poaches Trey Hendrickson. There's also a name in New England that you could maybe think of for a Bills trade. You've seen that?
No.
Kyle Duggar.
Safety.
Yes.
Hmm.
He played late into their last preseason game.
Okay.
He is basically a non-factor for them, not thought to be on the way to making their roster. So I don't know if Kyle Duggar is someone you liked going back when, way back when, but he's a 29-year-old safety, and he is he's pretty far down on the depth chart.
The new version of a Lawyer Malloy, perhaps, right before the season. New England, by the way, the most cap space in the league. They have $60 million in space.
Yeah, so they could do it.
They could do Parsons and Hendrickson if they want.
Right. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.